This February marks the 233rd anniversary of George Rogers Clark's march on and capture of British Fort Sackville, just a short distance from what is now the main campus of Vincennes University. Join us now as we stay in step with George. And now with today's entry, here's VU student Kristen Fleetwood.
February 15, 1779, warm rain fell as Lieutenant Colonel Clark's troops erected a scaffold about 4 feet high over the Little Wabash River. Baggage was ferried to it. The horses swam across, the men followed, and the canoe was loaded with men that was sickly. By the evening, we were in camp on a pretty height and high spirits, and now began to view the main Wabash as a mere creek. But that creek was continuing its dangerous rise.
That concludes today's Staying in Step with George. There's more online at WVUBHD.com.
I'm Park Superintendent Brian McCutcheon of the George Rogers Clark National Historical Park. Staying in Step with George has been developed in partnership with the Reveille High School, George Rogers Clark National Historical Park, and radio station WVUB at Vincennes University. The National Park Service encourages you to learn more about the nationally significant capture of Fort Sackville in 1779 by visiting us at the George Rogers Clark National Historical Park in Vincennes, your national park where history comes alive.